Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Annie Fry Show is sponsored by The Loading Dock. River views, outdoor dining, live music, and overnight accommodations. Visit GraftonLoadingDock.com.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a Mary, the sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday afternoon. Trisha's in studio with us now. Trisha, hi. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
How long have you been here today?
6:30.
So you're doing a little morning show duty, and so you're doing two shows a day?
Yes.
Man, you're in high demand.
Yes, but it's fun.
She's a legend.
She's a legend in her own time. Listen to Jen Psaki here. This is so
funny. I still believe that Build Back Better will not add a dime to the national debt.
Correct, it won't.
Why should Americans believe that?
Because it won't.
Go ahead. What if taxes that he says he wants to, get more taxes in? What if it doesn't happen? What if the economy goes sour? Lots of things can happen. Mm-hmm. What are you're going to tell from up there future generations, not even born yet, that they're not on the hook for this? Is that right?
That's right, and hopefully you'll report accurate information yourself.
Ooh, sassy. You know what this sounds like? Brad could not help himself after he heard this.
What are your cars?
I got a 6, a 5, a jack, a 4, and an 8. I win.
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
Because I win.
This is bull.
All right, take it easy, man.
Every time it's different cards, he still wins.
How is this going to cost zero? Because it's going to cost zero. And we're like, okay. treat them like they're a 4-year-old child.
Is there anybody that believes that?
No.
Like, even, yes. Like, are there Democrats that actually believe that, though?
Yeah. I don't know.
Must be that newfangled math.
It's back to the public education system.
Everybody blames Common Core.
Common Core strikes again.
When Jen, I don't know how long Jen Psaki can last, but if she's lasted this long, I don't know why she couldn't last the rest of the time.
Sure. Yeah.
She doesn't seem to be affected. I mean, that is a ridiculous answer.
Still believe that Build Back Better will not add a dime to the national debt.
Correct, it won't.
Why should Americans believe that?
Because it won't.
Okay, it's really just that easy.
Because I said so.
Oh, it's not a good look.
No, it's
women don't usually get away with that. I guess I'm on the wrong side of the aisle to get away. I mean, if it were only that simple. I try to have that conversation with my kids all the time. Essentially, she just said because I said so.
Yeah, she did. To us, like we were children.
It's silly. It's absolutely silly. When you look at those Adam Sandler movies, that was from Big Daddy, what Brad pulled there. I win. So there's Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider. I mean, there's a whole crew. They're in all the movies.
Happy Madison Productions.
That's
the one.
These are all people who had been rumored, Norm Macdonald, he was one of them, to be moderate, certainly right of center when it comes to Hollywood politics. And I continue to watch the way comedians are speaking out. Like, if you haven't looked on Twitter lately and followed, have you ever followed, you know Rob Schneider on Twitter?
I don't follow him on Twitter.
First of all, his, one of his parents is, I think his mother is Latino. Like, he speaks fluent Spanish and communicates to people on Twitter. And I did not know that about him. His daughter is Elle King, who sings America's Sweetheart. There's some trivia for you. Rob Schneider's daughter sings the theme show to this song. Who knew? But he's very outspoken about freedom, about liberty. And that's what it has really come down to at 9 months into Joe Biden's presidency. It's not about what's the Republican solution for this problem versus the Democrat solution for this problem. The Democrats are drastically transforming the way we do things in the United States. And the answer is because I said so. You can't, the press's responsibility, the media's responsibility is to be your eyes and your ears and your energy pursuing truth at whatever cost necessary to protecting the integrity of the people in this country, the capital P people. If the press secretary just gets to say, essentially, because I said so, and get away with it, we're in big trouble. More so than we had been previously. I mean, there was an obvious vitriolic hatred for Donald Trump that existed. Like, there was sparring that would take place in the press room. It is interesting to hear other people other than Peter Ducey asking tough questions and being like, no, really? And then she just repeats, because I said so, and moves on to the next person. It's tough to watch.
It is. And like, I was going to cut that clip shorter, like after she said, because it won't, I was just going to cut it there. But then I was listening to it and I was like, oh, I cannot cut that sass off at the end because, oh my goodness, I am shocked that she behaves that way and gets away with it. But people would look at that and say, well, Kayleigh McEnany did that. It's like, yeah, she did. However, the question coming at her was a lot more aggressive.
Kayleigh McEnany never didn't provide substance to her answers.
And that's the difference,
and
right?
She got the clap back that Jen Psaki deserved when she was providing fully substantive answers to tough, usually unfairly worded questions, again, because they hated the man she represented, the administration that she represented. They hated her answers. Jen Psaki hates us. This administration hates you, and it doesn't really take much. Like, you don't have to look very far to listen to them to understand.
The two things that concern me, one are those who just try to make this a political issue, freedom. I have the freedom to kill you with my COVID. No, I mean, come on, freedom. Number one. Number two, the second one is that, the gross misinformation that's out there.
Two things that just this president says when you can tell that he has gone far enough that he thinks he's said enough. He said what he needs to say and you should be satisfied. He says, come on. And he says, it's not a joke. And I'm like, nobody's laughing. Why?
Right? What? Nobody thinks what it made, is. This is terrifying.
Yeah. What made you think that we thought this was funny? This is not funny. This is serious. Mm-hmm. But to scoff and to laugh at the other side, you know, being for freedom. And I mean, what are you really getting at here?
I still can't get past that he scoffed at freedom. I mean, come on. Freedom? It's like, that's the leader of the free world. That's the president of the United States saying freedom. And then here's the part, though. The audience laughing, right? There were people in that audience who are, it was a town hall, so they were.
A CNN town hall.
It's Joe Biden supporters, maybe they're staffers. I don't know how they fill those things up, but they laughed at that. And then earlier, whenever you played that clip of him saying that that emergency workers should be fired for not receiving the vaccine, he got an ovation from that crowd.
What is, as many as one in three emergency responders in some cities like Chicago, Los Angeles, right here in Baltimore, are refusing to comply with city vaccine mandates. I'm wondering where you stand on that. Should police officers, emergency responders be mandated to get vaccines? And if not, should they be stay at home or let go?
Yes and yes. By the way.
He didn't hesitate.
No, and that shouldn't be applauded. That shouldn't be cheered. That's the removal of freedom, and people are cheering for it.
Mm-hmm. Which is ironic. The implication there is that if they don't get vaccinated, that they would be a danger to the public. Firefighters and police officers. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? It's ridiculous. I want to shift gears here real quick and read. Where is this comment again? On the live. Carla says, if Wiggins isn't Deluxe Buttercup, it will be a travesty. You guys, we haven't talked about this together. Actually, I haven't talked to either of you in person about it. So the video is up on the Facebook page. I'm just going to ask you, what do you think about the video that we put together? And what do you want the Annie Fry Show listeners to know?
I thought it was very well produced. Nicely done. I just vote. Share your opinion. Like, we had some good stuff in there.
So we went to Johnny Brock's dungeon yesterday, and it was Brad and Trisha and I went there, and they are picking out a costume that I will agreeably wear a week from today.
With a smile.
It depends on which one you pick, because you might not be able to tell how much I'm not smiling at the moment. If some of these, you won't be able to see my face. If we get to 16,000 likes on the Facebook page, I was going to look up and see how many we had. If we get to 16,000 likes on the Facebook page, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page, you got to like the page. I said that I would wear a costume of Brad and Trisha and Ryan's choosing. Ryan couldn't go with us to Johnny Brock's yesterday. So Brad and Trisha showed Ryan via this video the different options that were available. And then Ryan is going to get the opportunity to pick which costume I wear, which... Knowing Ryan, you can imagine how ridiculous I'm probably going to look next Friday if we reach our goal.
I like how when it started yesterday, Brad was trying to be nice, I think. And he was like, look at this princess dress. And like, aw, you look nice in this. I'm like, here's a chicken. Let's go.
Yeah, you can clearly tell how Trisha is really like putting a lot of thoughts into this one opportunity to make me look like a fool.
I mean, we've been friends for a long time.
I was like, we're doing this. I feel like if I'd been here longer, maybe my attitude would have been a little bit different, but I'm still new and I like my job.
I don't really think that you, the compassion that you're saying Brad showed me, I didn't really feel that.
No, it wore off after about 35
you
seconds
me,
or so.
You picked a Bob Ross costume as a potential.
Mm-hmm. I just had to steer him a little. Slightly.
Tried to bribe you with coffee.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank
you. Annie was really focused on the Disney costume. She's like, oh, what about Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell's
like, no,
cute.
No. Can I be an angel?
I really like the dude, the Big Lebowski, because he looks really comfy. Yeah. And if I could essentially come in what appears to be pajamas, like standard 4-month-old mother outfit, coffee cup, like robe duster type of thing. That would be totally fine. You guys weren't as excited about that.
No, sorry. Yeah.
As long as it had the wig and the facial hair, that would have been fine, though.
I mean,
I would like to see you in a beard.
Why?
I don't know.
That's so strange.
How many opportunities do you get to see your friends with beards like that? I don't know.
We have added about 150 Facebook likes in the last week, and we have just a little over... 15,673 right now. So we're 27 away from getting to the 700 mark, which will climb us a little bit closer to the 16,000 likes. So if you would like to see me in a costume, you can check out the video. It is on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. We're going to leave it there for the time being. So you got to go to the Facebook page in order to see it. And, if you don't know what Carlo means when he says if Wiggins isn't Deluxe Buttercup, it will be a travesty, you will understand it after you watch that video. So go like the page, go comment on the video, and I guess when we come back, I'm going to ask what you guys, like, what do you really want to see? What do you want to see Ryan pick? Because there are a couple options you could probably throw out there.
Sure.
Ryan's on vacation. He needed to take some time to reflect on this decision. because it's a big decision.
He said, I need a few days off.
He's actually out petitioning people in like the upper Northwest right now to like the Facebook page.
Yeah.
To make this come.
He's getting the job done.
To make this come to fruition. But Rob Kramer's going to be in here in the 2 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Alec Baldwin in the 2 o'clock hour with Rob. Because what's more fun on a Friday afternoon than talking about that
tragic
accident? So awful. Mm. Stick around. More Annie Fry Show coming here right around the corner. Join us on the live stream, the YouTube channel, the Annie Fry Show Facebook page. Yeah, you can go like it. Some of you can go unlike it and balance things out in my favor a little bit. More Annie Fry Show here in just a minute. Don't go away.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Interact with Annie on Facebook. The Annie Fry Show.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto.
This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Go, girl.
He's talking to you, Trisha. You were ready for that.
Yeah.
Are we okay with Michael Jackson? I mean, I kind of like put Michael Jackson on the back of the shelf for maybe the last, 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
We did Annie, Are You Okay? And we changed the Smooth Criminal part of that to the Alien Ant Farm, which is not as good. And it just was nice that we had that option out there. But, dude, like, real question. Is Michael Jackson, what he did or didn't do, probably did, in life, does that make the whole reason why we actually know what, you know, the thing that separates him from any other potential creep who was out there who was doing these things? He gave us this art.
Yeah, I stopped seeking out Michael Jackson after that documentary came out on, what was it, HBO or Netflix or HBO.
I did not see Neverland. It.
It was horrific.
I didn't.
It was horrific.
It was a very specific decision for me to be like, nope.
Yep, and I wish that's the one I would have made. I stopped halfway through because it was that hard to stomach. So I stopped looking for it, but it's conflicting because when it comes on, it's like, really good music. So,
well, I love that song. I love a lot of Michael Jackson songs.
Too.
And also, the reason why I probably feel okay, I mean, this is kind of part of the crux of the problem. The reason why I can hear that and be like, oh, I'm okay with it, is because I chose not to watch that.
Yeah.
But that's ignorance.
I don't know. I was talking about, was it Roman Polanski? Is he the director that's basically an ex? Is that?
I think that's the guy.
Yeah, so he's like, if he can't be extradited in whatever country he's in, but he's still making, he's a director. He was charged with rape and of a child, I think, maybe. And
15-year-old.
That's
a child.
Right. He worked with Quentin Tarantino on Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I love that movie. I thought it was brilliant. He's still profiting off of, he's still making money off of like things I consume. And I don't think about it because I'm enough removed from it. And I just didn't spend any time looking into it.
Yeah, so because you're blissfully ignorant about it, which is when it comes to Michael Jackson. If I want, you know, if Black or White comes on my radio, I'm turning that up.
I know.
Because I love that song. Yeah. I love the things that we loved about Michael Jackson and the things that I am aware of but not super educated on. If I put those things into my life, I'm not going to want to listen to his music anymore. And so when I was looking through picking the songs for today, I saw that. I'm like, do we do this? Has there been enough time? Is there an amount of time that could pass that could make it, it's okay to listen to Michael Jackson right now?
I don't know. I mean, you've got to really separate the art from the person.
If you're going to use it.
Well, but other people are. I mean, I hear it in the, without even seeking it out or choosing to play it, I hear it and I turn it up and dance.
Fight Fan on YouTube says, cancel that predator, in my opinion. And Michael on Facebook says, this is not Michael Jackson, but a different Michael says, Michael Jackson is a goat, which I assume means greatest of all time. He is. He's crazy talented. I mean, you can be crazy talented and wildly successful with an untouchable level of excellence to your craft and still waste it by being a crap person. I don't know. What do you think, Brad?
I'm still out on that. I haven't made up my mind either way. Yeah. And I've heard arguments about how he was a terrible person. But then I've also seen documentaries where they talk about how this was a total setup on him. And so I watch these, and they're both equally convincing. And now, like, being on the other side of media, one of the things that I'm acutely aware of is how you can edit stuff to make people look a certain way if you want. And so now I'm, like, ultra skeptical of everything.
Yeah, welcome to our world.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why we're like,
It's frustrating, but yeah. It's also the thing that keeps us in business, like, priding ourselves on calling balls and strikes. So
yeah. Speaking of the Colin Powell statement from Donald Trump, I got some pushback on when that statement came out. I mean, it was the most Trumpian thing that you could think of. It was so Trumpian that it was almost too Trumpian. We're like, can we verify this in at least two or three different places that this is actually from Donald Trump, that he said this specific thing about Colin Powell? And if you didn't read it, if you haven't experienced it yet, I'm just going to spare you the details in his press release. But it was, you know, it was a statement after Colin Powell died that essentially was about how Colin Powell was in relation to Donald Trump. It wasn't about any, I mean, it wasn't even about Colin Powell. It was about Donald Trump. It was a Donald Trump press release about Donald Trump. Like, I'll pause for a second and let you imagine that. Okay, now that we're all here on the same page. I feel like it's my job to speak on that and to come out on the air and say, I don't like this. This makes me angry that he's taking this unnecessary swing at a ball that was nowhere near the strike zone. What are you doing? Why are you doing this? And there was a little bit of PTSD almost from having something like that come out from when he was in the Oval Office. And there would be times where he would just be doing one thing after the other as the leader of the free world that was making our country better. Is like, you know, just call a scoreboard, just point at the scoreboard and say, look what he's doing. Look how good things are going. Like, I know you don't like the guy, but he is doing great things for the country. And then, you know, Trump would walk by the scoreboard and pick up a few of his points and put them on the other side just because. Mm-hmm. And it's face palming stupid.
Yeah. It's things like this that it was so hard to be a Trump supporter, even as a Trump voter for the past 5 years. Being a true wear the hat Trump supporter was tough because of statements exactly like this.
Yeah. I mean, if Donald Trump does something like that, this is what I always say about media bias. It's not just what they say about what they're talking about. It's how they choose to pick their stories as well, because the truth is that we saw that statement come out. Somebody had messaged me about it on the Facebook page. And while I was looking at it, I think Ryan was like, whoa, look at this. So we kind of had been exposed to it at the same time. And there was one segment left. I could have very easily just not talked about it on the air. And I thought about it in the 4 minutes that I had to process, is this real? Which Ryan went and found it on Liz Harrington on her Twitter, and she's a spokesperson for President Trump. So if it's there, you're feeling pretty good about it being legitimate. I just think it's important for me to speak on that and for me to choose. And listen, this is going to come as a shock to some of you, but this is not like a fair and balanced news reporting 3 hours. This is a show that includes me and Brad and Trisha and Ryan and Rob Kramer and the guests that we have. We give you a perspective, a point of view. I try very hard to use this time as an opportunity to show you where I'm coming from versus what a lot of the people who are in this industry that I'm in, they're out there trying to convince you or persuade you to believe exactly the way that they do. I'm not going to waste my breath doing that because everybody's doing that. And you are as entitled to your opinion on everything as I am entitled to have my opinion on things as I see it. My position here doesn't cause me to have a more valid or more important opinion on anything than you have. And I very much so respect that. And what I want to do is try to show people, without all the yelling and the screaming and the name calling, why I believe the way I believe, why I have the values and the perspectives that I have. And part of that means that I have to, in my opinion, in my judgment, come out and say, I think what Donald Trump just said about Colin Powell was pretty awful, and he shouldn't have done it, and I don't know why he did it, and I'm not okay with it.
It's about being intellectually consistent, intellectually honest with yourself, right? I mean, how many times do you go on Twitter and you see somebody yelling about something that one politician is doing from one party, and you can... The example is, the response is, yeah, but this politician did that. And it's like, that's not a response. If you think it was wrong when politician A did it and politician B does it, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're on. It's wrong. So either it's wrong or it's not wrong. And you need to act and address that accordingly or sit it out.
One of our, I'm pretty sure, detractors on YouTube, I think that this name, you speak. Is it Trump Owns You?
I speak gamer. Pwns, P-W-N-S, is the story behind that is that O is really close to a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
To a P on the keyboard, and somebody just misclicked it, and so it became a thing.
I didn't know that's what it was. He said, Trump on Father's Day, quote, Happy Father's Day to all, including the radical left, rhinos, and other losers of the world. Hopefully, eventually, everyone will come together. I think he's writing that to, like, make a point about who Donald Trump is, and yeah. Is that a direct quote from what Trump said on Father's Day? I can't be 100% certifiably verifiably true, but probably.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, if he said that, I'd be like, yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, and if he didn't, I'd be like, well, it's believable. Mm-hmm. I used to say this in high school all the time to amongst my friends. It was important to me to live a life where if there was a rumor about me that people would hear that rumor and be like, no, Annie didn't do that. That was something that was of value to me.
Yeah.
And if I'm reading that quote and that's completely made up by Trump, how do you say this? Pwns. Pwns you? if he made that up, he did a really good job because it's totally believable. Here's the other thing. President Trump's statement about Colin Powell, which I thought was detestable and completely unnecessary.
Yeah, it's just like, why?
Yes.
Why?
Get a different hobby.
Yeah. I just don't understand it.
I know. You like, can't why? Explain it. In your grown-up world, you can't explain it. With all of that being said, you can't translate that into a why I should support Joe Biden on anything. It has nothing to do with him. You know what? The same way when people criticize, when people are, you know, talking about an issue or something that is disagreeable on the left, they're like, but what about Trump? It has nothing to do with them. We should be able to have, and we won't be, because this is the society we live in, intellectual conversations where I can compliment and criticize Donald Trump based on the merit of whatever action or policy or consideration that we're talking about with Donald Trump, and it be wholly about Donald Trump. And I will and can criticize him when I believe he deserves it. I know that there are people listening to the show, because you've contacted me, who think that what he said was completely true, and because it was verifiably true, it was fine. Even if you think it was true, it's ill-timed and it's selfish. And I don't like, those are not qualities that I look for in other people. He's not the president. He's not in charge of anything right now. Joe Biden is, and he also is not in charge of anything right now, unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't even know. But we should be able to have these conversations without, you know, if you are on Team Biden, you should be able to criticize Joe Biden and not have to become a Trump supporter.
Yeah,
it's more complicated than the people who are out there working to divide us. It's more complicated than black or white, one side or the other, to go back to the Michael Jackson way that we talked.
Well, full circle there.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what Tyrus was talking about yesterday when he was talking about, like, we need to stop trying to put people in groups and allow the individuals to be individuals? So, like, you can be a conservative and not agree 100% with any other conservative out there, but you are conservative because you have a majority of your opinions that agree with somebody, in the same way that somebody could be a liberal and not necessarily agree with 100% of what liberals are doing, but have a majority, and that's why they're a liberal. People are allowed to have their own individual thoughts and opinions on situations, and we shouldn't be kicking people out because they disagree a little bit on this area. I mean, we weren't talking about the truthfulness of Trump's statement. We were talking about how that statement was in bad taste. Mm-hmm. I don't like when somebody, and I don't care who it is, I don't like when somebody beats up on somebody who has died. That person's dead. Have a little respect for him. That was my problem with the statement. I don't care if it's true or not. It's just not appropriate.
Yeah. Wrong place, wrong time. Which Trump thought, right place, right time. And then there he went. So I said something. Sorry if it offended you. Kind of. In true Trump fashion, I don't care.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. We got to take a break. I meant to ask you guys which costume you're lobbying for. Can we do that when we come back?
Sure. Yes.
We were going to do an Ask Me Anything. Maybe we'll punt that to when Rob gets in the studio. And I'm going to text Rob Kramer right now and ask him if he's seen our video, because I want to know what he thinks as well about what costume Ryan should pick for me if we get to the 16,000 likes. I'm hoping we can get over 15,700. I think we need like 20 more people to like the Annie Fry Show Facebook page to get over there. Just 20. And then we have to do another 100. But we'll talk about that later. Stick around. We'll be right back. I like
the feeling. This is the Annie Fry Show. Follow Annie on Twitter at Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I got really bad news for me. we are 5 likes away from 15,700.
We're getting
closer.
And we
have a week. We have to do it by the end of Thursday of next week to get to the 16,000. So if you haven't liked the Facebook page, you got to see the video. The video is really funny.
Didn't we decide if you get to 17,000, you'll wear whatever costume we decide to this Vitae event on Thursday as well? Because I really desperately want to see you talk to Jason Chaffetz.
I think that it was discussed, but I don't think that there was anything agreed upon.
Okay, well, I'm going to get that in writing after the show.
I don't know if you are. You and Brad going to make a deal.
Say, I'm Annie Fry, question mark.
Hey, Trisha, I have her signature on a card at home. We can scan that.
You do?
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
Do you remember the first time we met?
Yeah.
I probably got your signature somewhere. We can forge this thing.
Well, I have to think about, I know that there was the Lincoln Lobby event. You went to the Hardee's when we did Heat Up St. Louis. What else have you been? I mean, you've been around the Annie Fry Show for a long time.
Way too long.
The question is, what did you sign?
Well, she signed a card. It was her face as the Annie Fry Show card. Uh-huh. And she signed the back and she put a Bible verse on there.
Well, that's nice.
But the first time that we met,
lovely.
Oh, okay.
It was in Collinsville at the Collinsville VFW whenever you did that. Was it Illinois Rising? No, it wasn't Illinois Rising.
No, that was just my brainchild of I'm pissed off about all the taxes. Let's have a rally about it. And then about 300 people showed up, including the governor at the time asked if he could come. Governor
Rauner. I was there for that. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah, you and Katie were there with me helping.
We went out drinking after. We did karaoke.
We did karaoke.
We went out and karaoke'd after.
Yeah, that was the time.
I feel like I missed out.
Yeah,
now.
I remember
that. Fun.
Yeah, I remember seeing you there. There were so many people there. It was a really well-attended event. And we're probably going to be doing a few more of those types of things in the next year, as it is an election year. And in the state of Illinois, it is. That would have been almost 4 years ago, 3 years ago, I guess now, because mm-hmm. It was October of 2018.
Yeah, it was when
Rauner was running.
Rauner lost.
Yeah. He like, oh my gosh. It was like the first race that was called of all of the elections taking place in the midterms in 2018. Rauner did not win that one.
No.
Okay, so if you go to the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and you look right there at the close to the top of the page, I'm going to pin it to the top of the page right now. You can watch the video of Brad and of Trisha and of myself going to Johnny Brock's Dungeon, who welcomed us into their store for mass humiliation on my part. Brad and Trisha were shopping, and I went with them. And they're looking for the costume to make me wear if we get to 16,000 likes on the Facebook page, the Halloween costume that I'll wear next Friday.
Yeah, when?
If.
Sorry, I was going to check this.
If.
15,701.
Okay. Shoot! 702. We're over 15,702. I feel like I should be like raising money for like needy children or something. Listen, instead of likes for the Facebook page.
Everybody listening right now should be messaging their family and friends who are just kind of, they're not active on Facebook, but they still have Facebooks, and they need to be calling them, be like, hey, listen, you need to just, listen, just go like the page.
You don't even actually have to like it.
Yeah, just go like, click it. As a matter of fact, if you dislike that page, click it, because you'll be making her do something she doesn't want to do, make her uncomfortable.
There you go. I see what you did there.
This is a hate like.
So there were a lot of different costumes that we saw, you guys. It was funny to me when I put this video together last night how much giggling we actually did. There was so much giggling. What are some of your favorites, Trisha? Because Ryan, the way this works is, Ryan, I haven't gotten any feedback from him from the video yet, but he is off today, and he's with some friends celebrating being 40, from what I understand. And he's going to pick from the costumes that you guys showcase which one it would be.
All right, my
favorites. What are you lobbying for? What are the few?
I'm a big fan of that squeezy cheese. Really like that squeezy cheese. It's got the little hat with the cheese coming out of it. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Who are the people who walk around and they like open the pantry like, I should make a squeezy cheese costume?
I know like one guy that's like a squeeze. You guys have that friend that eats squeezy cheese still?
I do have a friend, Melissa, that eats easy cheese.
Everybody has that one friend that still eats easy squeezy cheese.
I used to be that friend.
There you go.
It's my best friend, actually. And she was like famous for liking cheese. So it's weird that you say that there are other people who have friends like that. That was unique to my friend, but no.
It's usually not more than one in a friend group because everybody is like,
or maybe Melissa has a lot more friends than I know about. And she is everybody's friend. She would be.
I kind of think that the squeezy cheese folks should form a club, like a squeezy cheese club. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
All
six of them. squeezy cheese.
That's
squeezy
one of your...
Squeezy cheese was fun.
Abe Lincoln
was fun. I really liked that one. I liked the Mona Lisa because it was just a big picture frame that you would stick your face through.
Can you imagine me doing the show for 3 hours in a portrait picture frame? Oh my heavens.
But that might be very aesthetically pleasing for that. I actually really like that.
Wouldn't have to do the background on
the real
screen.
Losers here are you guys who are going to have to look at me the entire time.
Oh, I don't think that's a loss.
So. I don't think that's an issue.
I do.
Nice way to try to spin that, though.
Trisha found a Barbie in a box, which would have been
Barbie. Awesome.
I need
to go back and watch the video again. I watched it at like 4 a.m. when I woke up this morning.
Any others?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of great ones. Brad,
so every one that we picked out was amazing. And then we walked past a lot of amazing costumes that we didn't pick.
Yeah. The video is like 4.5 minutes long, and I cut a lot of footage out.
Mm-hmm. At one point, I go, ooh, what about a chicken? And Brad goes, no, it's got to be this chicken, and it's a turkey.
It says real big on the top, turkey.
A big old turkey.
That'd be a good one, though.
Yeah, that turkey had a lot of junk in its trunk.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'd be able to fit
I don't know if we could fit the turkey in here.
The Barbie box.
We can fit the Barbie box.
But that's the fun of those costumes is watching you try to maneuver as a radio host and not run into the mic.
I'm going to find like a lot of reasons to ask you to leave the studio that day.
Not going anywhere. That is not in
Annie,
the writer.
Can you run out to the printer?
Like, folding
Annie,
herself
to
get
kitchen?
Through the thing.
Annie, I left something in the office. Can you please go get it for me?
You know, the funny thing about it will be that us being here on 97.1, nobody will expect us to be doing this type of stuff because all these other stations, they all have fun all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look at us and be like, oh, those conservatives over there at 97.1, they take things too seriously. And yeah. I'm going to be walking around like Abraham Lincoln.
See how seriously they take things.
We should all dress as Abraham Lincoln. They'll think we've like converted into some weird universe.
Yeah, they'll be like totally on brand. Yeah. You're right. They won't even be like, it's Halloween, right? They'll be like, oh, it's 97.1. Yeah. So just doing their 97.1 things.
Like Camo X wore khakis, we dress as Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, naturally. Naturally. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. Rob Kramer's coming in the studio with us here. We come back for the Digital Get Down. We're going to talk a little bit about Alec Baldwin. What a story that is. And an Ask Me Anything at 2:25. If you've got questions you want to ask us, get on the live chat and ask away. Stick around, Rob Kramer, when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.